Pray with me. Father, we thank you for your promise to protect us, to watch over us. We thank you that you are a God that we can trust. We thank you for a God that gives us rest. Father, as we open your word now, I pray that you open our minds and our hearts. Let us see you clearly. Let the words that be spoken be yours, and give us ears to hear. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Does anybody like honey? Ooh, my goodness gracious. Man, the things that you can do with this. And no man can make anything as good or as sweet as this. I've done a little research on honey this week. I didn't know that the color of honey really doesn't affect the taste that much. Y'all probably know this more than I do. But you know what affects the color of honey? The flowers that the bees are visiting. Generally, in the springtime, the honey is light. But as the season goes on, it gets darker. It's amazing that even though time changes and circumstances change, the honey can be just as sweet. And as we think about God's words and His promises, they get sweeter over time. And the one thing we're going to look at today is the promise of rest. Have you ever been really tired? Really tired. I'm not talking about, you have? Yeah, me too. But I'm not talking about the tiredness that comes physically from doing a hard day's work. The physical tired. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the tiredness that comes mentally from focusing on a task that drains your energy. I'm talking about tired for your soul. Many of y'all have lived long enough to know what that kind of tired is. Go with me, if you have your Bibles, to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 11. We're going to focus in on a verse that I bet you know very well and have heard many times across your life. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 29 says, and I'm reading out of the New Living, so it may be a little different than what you're reading. It says, then Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and carry a heavy burden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Now, I want us to examine this verse, and we're going to zero in on three words in particular. But as we get to that, understand this, because many times this isn't interpreted as a call to salvation. It is not that. It is not. Jesus is talking to His believers. Okay? And remember, the Bible is for believers. It is not for lost people. It was written for those of us who have accepted Christ. It's our manual. And in our manual, He is giving us a call and a promise to rest for your soul. And as we examine what He means by that, I want to look at three words. No matter what version of the Bible you are reading, I bet these three words are the same. And they are the foundation for us to understand what Jesus means when He promises us rest. Okay? So let's look at the first word. Right off the bat, the first word we need to focus on is come. I bet no matter what version you're reading, the word there is come. And Jesus says, come to me. If you want to find rest for your soul, for your tiredness, Jesus says you have to come. Come to me. Okay? Now think about that for a minute and let it set in. Jesus is requiring that you do something. If you want this from me, it's going to start with you doing something. And that's come to me. What does come to me look like? What does He mean when He says come to me? How do I do that after I've accepted Him and He's my Savior? How do I come to Him? It's things we know, okay? If you want to find peace and rest in the midst of chaos, you have to be focused on Christ. And what that looks like is you got to pray. You got to read His Word. You got to spend time with Him so that in the midst of the chaos, you're focused on your Master. Does that make sense? In the midst of all that goes on in the world, because you've come to Him today. The other thing we read this verse is, we think it's a one-time thing, come to me. It's not. You know, as little children, if you're a parent or watching over them, they come a lot. They come every time they need something. They don't just come once and then you don't see them the rest of the day. They come often. I've told this story before, but one of the things when Grant was growing up, we spent a lot of time together. And when I wanted to get his attention, I would snap my fingers. That's all it'd take. And in a room full of chaos and noise and lots of kids and everything going on, I could do that, and across the room I would have his attention. I can still get his attention today doing that, because he's focused on me. And what God is saying, if you want to find rest, you have to come often. That requires me go, me put effort into focusing on Him. Listen to this verse. Psalms 91 verse 1. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Those who live, not those who stop by, not those who visit on occasion, not those who come over at Christmas, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the Almighty. Y'all know, growing up, my grandfather was my idol, and I spent every moment possible with him. And he was the mayor of our hometown, so he had a lot of dealings around town. I developed a nickname by the people in our town. I had a nickname that they gave me. It was called the Shadow. You know why? Because I was always with him. And I was right there, right behind him. Where he went, I went. And I got to be called the Shadow. Where's your shadow? Don't you want to be called God's shadow? That requires me coming to Him. And so in this verse, in finding rest for my soul, the first word focused on, we have to come. The second word, shadow, that's the first one. Y'all got that? The second one is take. Take. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Start of verse 29. Take my yoke. Take. Again, Jesus is requiring something of me. I have to come, and then I have to take. Now, most of us don't have a clear picture of what a yoke is. Robert could explain this very well to us. But a yoke allows you to control an animal. Okay? Now think about this. Jesus is saying, come to me and take my yoke. He's not saying that I have to. Okay? Even as a follower of Him, He's not demanding for me to do this. But as a promise, He's saying, come to me and take my yoke. Now, what does that look like? Okay? That means I am willingly allowing Christ to control me. Now, remember, it's not a one-time come. It's an everyday come. And so I'm going to come tomorrow and take His yoke and allow Him to control me. What does that look like? Think about this for a minute. Do I have any list makers in here? Any list makers? No? You don't make a list? Okay. Y'all know what this is? To-do list. Anybody make one of those for the day? To-do list. Things I'm going to try to accomplish today go on my to-do list. That's what I want to do. Okay? Anybody consult this? Or do you get so focused on this that you miss this? I'm guilty of this. You get so zeroed in on this, I got to get this done. And God may have somebody in the middle of Home Depot He wants you to witness to. But you don't have time for this. Because I got to get this done. Right? Listen to this. Hebrews 12:1. You know this verse. Therefore, since you are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, throw off everything that hinders you and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Now think about this for a minute. I am not a runner, okay? I don't want to run. I have never enjoyed it. My brother once said, which sums up my philosophy of running, if you ever see me running, you turn and run with me, because whatever is behind us is too big for us to handle. Because if we can handle it, I'm going to stop running when I get to you. Okay? But if you are a runner, you know that if you enter a race, you put one of those cute little numbers on, front and back, so they can keep up with you, and you set out on the course, Now, if you want to win the race or even finish the race, you follow the course that was marked out. You don't get to choose the course. That's the requirement for entering the race. You put the number on and you follow the little arrows. Now, you can stray off if you want to, but what happens? From that race, you are disqualified. So if I want to enter this race, I want to run this path, I'm required to follow the course that's been laid out for me. If I want to find rest for my soul, Jesus says, come to me, take my yoke. So now you've come and you're willingly allowing me to control you. See, that's the part we as Americans just stray off. I don't want anybody controlling me. I want to do it my way. And you know what that leads to? Tiredness. That's where your soul gets tired. And the interesting thing about Jesus, it's in a reverse economy. Okay? And I keep trying to put my head around this. But if I follow Jesus, I get the benefit, not Him. So the more I follow Him, the more benefit I get. The more I give, the more I get. The more I try to take, the less I get. So when I come to Him and take up His yoke and follow the race that He's laid out for me, then I will find rest. The last word, the third one. Look down in verse 29. Take up my yoke upon you and let me teach you, because I am humble at heart and you will find rest. Third word is learn. Okay? So He's requiring me to come to Him, to put on His yoke, and then learn. Learn. The more I follow Him, the more I learn. The more I come to Him, put on His yoke, He teaches me. Did any of you have a teacher in school that left an amazing impact on your life? I did. Her name was Mrs. Keene. I had her for 2 years. And I'll tell you what was so amazing about her is that I was never a good student, okay? I was a C at best. Sometimes I could stumble into a B accidentally, okay? But I was a C at best. And she called me in one day and she said, you may not know this, but you are very smart. You are very smart. She said, you have some challenges, and I don't know exactly what they are, but you're very smart, and don't let anybody tell you otherwise. I was in seminary before we found out what those challenges are, okay? Because I had another professor come to me and goes, I was in one of my master's degrees in education, and we were in learning styles, and he said, you've got something we need to investigate. And what he found was, I am what's called dysphonic dyslexic. Okay? What that means is, I cannot spell worth a flip. If I can spell, it's because I have memorized how to spell it. My brain has a disconnect between the sound of a word and the letters that go with that. Does that make sense? So I am dysphonic, dyslexic. I have two master's degrees. What Mrs. King resonated throughout my entire life is, you may have some challenges, but you're very smart. So don't let your challenges stop you. Did you hear that? Don't let your challenges stop you. Because when you come to Him and you take up His yoke and you learn how to follow Him, you will find peace for your soul. And you will find rest. This life will make you very tired in your soul if you are not following Him. But His command to come, take up my yoke, learn from me, and follow me is for us as believers, and it's not a one-time thing. It's an every single day thing. I want to close with this. There was a young man. He came to an older man who chopped wood for a living. The young, ambitious man said, "I can chop more wood than you in a day." The older man said, "Okay, be here in the morning." So the young man showed up and he started right away. And he chopped wood all day long. He took just a little short lunch break and he kept chopping. And he chopped and he chopped. And at the end of the day, he was completely exhausted. And as he was chopping wood all day, he kept noticing the older man. He took lots of breaks. He even took a longer lunch. And at the end of the day, the older man had chopped more wood. And the young man was so frustrated. He said, "I worked so hard all day and I chopped and I chopped and I chopped." And he said, "Every time I looked at you, you were taking a break." The old wise man looked at him and he said, "What you didn't notice? Because every time I took a break, I was sharpening my axe." Pray with me. Father, we thank You that You have given us the promise of rest. And I know there are people in this room now who desperately need Your rest. Who have a weary soul from the struggles and trials of this life. And Father, I pray that as we read Your Word, You will open their eyes to see You are the only provider of rest for our souls. And when we follow You and allow You to control us and we learn from You, we will find that rest. And it's in Your name I pray.